An endless debate is whether life imitates art or art imitates life. Often artists draw inspiration from their own life experiences or try to depict the world around them. On the other hand, if you're someone who's on a continuous learning path, then you could draw inspiration from art itself. But what if we were to tell you that your financial planning journey can also be viewed through an artistic lens? One that enables you to better plan your finances and see financial planning not just in monochrome, but in a multitude of colors. In this new podcast series, Edelweiss Mutual Fund brings to you The Art of Financial Planning, a differentiated take on how art and financial planning are done through the same palette. You can listen to the Money Connect podcasts on the Edelweiss Mutual Fund website, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcast. So simply grab a coffee, sit back, and enjoy today's inspiration. Our first episode is titled, Different Hues, Different Outcomes.
Hi, Neha. It's been a while since we have met.
Indeed, Vinith. Where have you been? You seem to have disappeared.
Well, I had just gone to Europe for a long holiday.
Wow, Europe. You must have had a fabulous time. Amazing sights, delicious food and...
And beautiful art.
Oh yes, the art in Europe is just something else.
You are quite right, Neha. And do you know what fascinates me the most?
The works of Leonardo da Vinci?
Of course I love his work. But that is not what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is that you look at all the great artists, whether in Europe or in India, they have all churned out masterpieces. To that extent, they're all the same. But when it comes to the medium that they choose to showcase their skills, it differs.
What do you mean, Vinith? Like the different types of paints?
Exactly, Neha. Some artists use gouache. Some use watercolors. While others use oil or even acrylic.
Oh gosh, I never thought of it in that way.
And do you know why? Well, every paint and every surface serve a different purpose. Each has its own characteristics that impact the end outcome. That is the way the painting looks and is perceived.
Wow, Vinith, your description of the different types of paints sounds more like financial planning for youngsters.
Financial planning for youngsters. Interesting. Why do you say that?
Well, first things first. Financial planning is a very important activity. One which you or any other person should start doing as early as possible. Now, if you are at the beginning of your financial planning journey, then you need to know where you are going. This means that you need to know what your goals are and what is your risk profile.
I get that. But how is it like paints?
Bear with me, Vinith. I'll come to that. Now, I'm sure that you've heard of gouache paints.
Yes, yes. Gouache is basically a water-based paint, which is highly opaque and has a higher pigment load.
Correct. Now, because of these properties, gouache is considered a very flexible paint and can be diluted to watercolor and even re-wetted after it's hardened for further use. On the other hand, it is about acrylic, which is another water-based paint. However, unlike gouache, it cannot be re-wetted like watercolor. When acrylic dries, it's quite glossy, while gouache dries soft and matte, more akin to a watercolor painting. Also, when gouache dries, it has a tackier feel, while acrylic and oil can be applied with a faster stroke.
Okay, so I get it. Gouache has certain characteristics, because of which it is used to make particular type of paintings. And acrylic or oil have unique characteristics that are used to make different type of paintings.
Correct. Now, if as a painter you want to create a masterpiece which is really glossy, then you would not use gouache. Instead, you would use acrylic or oil. Correct? This means that the final outcome of the painting is highly dependent on the characteristics of the paint used.
Oh, I get it. When you create a financial plan, you need to ensure that the products and vehicles you choose are aligned with your expected outcome and risk profile.
Yes, This is especially important for youngsters who are just starting their financial planning journey. You're young and highly influenced by what your friends or colleagues are doing, so you decide to follow their investment approach. But that is not the right thing to do.
Instead, you should understand that you are a unique individual with a unique risk profile. What you want to achieve in the next 2, 5 and 7 years would be different from what your friend or colleague wants to achieve in the next few years. Thus, you cannot ape their financial plan.
Absolutely. Think of it this way. Your friend invests aggressively in equity mutual funds because he currently has no liabilities and a good steady income. Equity mutual funds might work for him. However, if you are someone who has an education loan and an average paying job, then equity mutual funds might not be the right choice for you.
Aha! The paint or investment that you choose will impact the outcome.
Correct! Just as the paint dictates the painting, the type of investment that you choose will determine whether you achieve your goals. This is a very important lesson for youngsters who are just embarking on their financial journey. You can listen to more of such interesting podcasts on our Money Connect podcasts. These are available on the Edelweiss Mutual Fund website, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts for you to listen, learn, and enjoy as per your convenience.
An investor education initiative of Edelweiss Mutual Fund. All mutual fund investors have to go through a one-time KYC process. Investors should deal only with registered mutual funds. For more info on KYC, RMF, and procedure to lodge or redress any complaints, please visit our website www.edelweissmf.com.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.